ass on the bubble. Y'all lip ain't ready. Tasting the bug, gotta kind of lick on the body. Sharp as a machete. Don't buy two herbs, I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spin. Stop walking that one way to that dead end. Put your yellow cowboy hard. Better bring some water. Get gasoline candle. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a baby drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go. 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 Hey, I was feeling that vibe. I do not own the rights to any music that you hear before, during, and after this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me. I'm back in the studio. I'm your girl. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Natasha Hatch. And this is the Love of Me's Enough podcast. You ever have that one song that you just, it just gets you, it just, well, not one. For me, I don't really have one. But, you know, that song that just gives you that vibe, puts you in the mood for where you need to be at, and get you there. Well, tonight, that's the vibe I'm on. So it's me. I'm back in the studio. And I know I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that we were back and we were in our season three. And then something happened. Wah, wah, wah. See, life happens, you know, and just like that, you know, I couldn't record the remaining of February, but here I am, like Mystical say, here I go, baby, back in the studio. But no, seriously, life did happen and life continues to happen. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, it's, you know, I've been through some stuff in this last couple of days, couple of weeks, but I'm glad to be back in the building. And I know some of y'all miss me. And like Mystical say, here I go, like, yeah, let's do this show tonight. I know some probably was glad that I wasn't on the airwaves, and that's cool. I know I'm in the quiet taste, and that's cool because everybody ain't for everybody. I'm just saying, you know, everybody can't drive a Maybach, everybody can't drive a Aston Martin, everybody. There's a church song that has that as like the bridge, I believe. Everybody. Anyway, but yeah, I'm an acquired taste, and that's cool. But you know, my show is for who it's for, and my audience is who they are. And for those that listen with me and ride with your girl and rock with your girl, listen, I so definitely appreciate you guys for sticking through this journey with me, staying on this journey with me. It has definitely been a journey, one that I am so appreciative of. And I know y'all gonna get tired of me saying this, but I have to say it each and every show. I am just grateful and I'm thankful that you guys have taken this journey with me these last three seasons and decided to stay on with me these last three seasons. You know, along the way you lose people, you lose, you know, camaraderie or whatever, but you know, you just got to keep rolling, got to keep riding. You know, one monkey don't stop no show. I saw this thing on TikTok, but we'll get there later. But anyway, you just have to keep rolling, you have to keep riding. So for those of you that stuck it out with me, most definitely appreciate you guys. Yeah, that's where we are. And I told you guys that I was recording somewhere new. I'm just going to get all the hospitality out the way. You know, I'm going to be a good church girl and get all my church announcements out the way. So when I go in, y'all don't feel no way about me. Y'all don't feel no way about me going in. But no, seriously, I'm going to get all my church announcements out the way. I told you guys that I was recording in a whole different studio. And the vibe is different, right? I don't know if the vibe is different or I just matured a little bit. I don't know if the vibe is different or I just got comfortable in my own little skin because, you know, I'm living my life like this thing is golden because, baby, it is golden. But the vibe is different. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to Brian Anthony Studios. That's where I record my podcast each and every week. So if you're looking somewhere, I'm just going to put this plug out there. Yeah, you know, it ain't no shameless plug. It is what it is. It is a plug. If you're looking for somewhere to record, you can hit up Brian Anthony Studios, and I'll give you all that information at the end of the show. Yeah, that's where we are. So tonight I just want to talk about your confidence level. Like, you know, knowing, you know, it's just going to be somewhere everywhere tonight. I don't even know what to call this show. I just feel like, you know, tonight we just need to address something. And I want you to, you know, grab your favorite glass of wine. You know, Christians, don't do that. I don't want you telling your pastor. But the lady said, no. Mm-mm. Go ahead and get your... top, man. Go ahead and get you some great shoes because I don't want you telling no pastor that Tasha said, no, 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 Natasha didn't say anything. So, you know, grab your favorite beverage. Let me put it that way. I'm going to leave that up to you what your beverage is going to be. If you're in your car, definitely, you know, you can't be, you know, partaking of any alcoholic beverage. But what I'm trying to do is get you in a comfy mood. Grab your, you know, favorite beverage. Get in your little good place. And so let's take this journey. So I told you guys in the preseason episode that, you know, there's a lot of things that transpire. And I just told you guys, even between recording that and coming on tonight, recording tonight, that other things has happened. But, you know, you just got to find your mojo. You just got to find, you know, you just got to keep going even when things keep happening. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about, you know, these last couple of weeks. Y'all know I'm a church girl. Let me address that while I'm on it. Like, for those that don't know me, I bona fide for real, all hands down. I love the Lord. Don't come for me. I love him with everything that is in me. My love for God just look a little different from yours. Again, I'm an acquired taste. I've been saying that since the beginning of this show. I do love the Lord. However, it just looks different. I feel like I was called to minister in a different way. I am not your traditional minister. And there's nothing against traditional ministering, but that's just not what God has called me to do. So these last couple of weeks, I've had the pleasure, and I do say it's a pleasure because that's what it is for me. I can't say for you guys, but for me, it's been a pleasure sitting in church these last couple of weeks, getting that good word, you know, because you're going to need that word. I'm telling you, listen, I don't know how people can do it, but I'm not one of them people. I can't do it without the word of God. And I was sitting in church these last couple of weeks and getting this good word. And it all started with, you know, one of my sisters in Christ, Minister Monique Strawn. I got to give her a shout out at the end of the show, but we'll get there. Anyway, I was giving her a shout out. You know, I'll give her a shout out later on. So I was sitting in church and she started. I wasn't in church that service. Let me tell the truth. I was in Orlando. Yeah. But anyway, same difference. I got the word. I was being a mother that Sunday and supporting my son in Orlando, but the word was pushed through, right? Well, it was a longer topic, but that's what I got from it. But pushed through. And then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, our ministry, Living Word Christian Center International, we were blessed by an amazing couple, the Sheltons, and they came back and they tag teamed that word, right? And they talked about pushing through. And so tonight, because everybody didn't make it to church that Sunday, right? And everybody, you know, even if you didn't make it to my church, your church, I just came to give you what the Lord gave me in my own little way with my own little twist. So tonight I want to talk to us and, you know, encourage us like, yo, we got to keep pushing. Life going to happen. But you got to have you got to have some push through. So, So we going to go through things in life. This is where I want to start. You know, life is going to happen to you. It's going to happen to all of us at some point or another. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just hitting all kind of stuff. But anyway, life is going to happen at some point or another. You're going to go through some situations. You're going to go through some trials, right? You're going to go through some stuff. It's going to be hard. You're going to have some hills to climb. You're going to have some lows. You're going to have some highs. You're going to have some days where you just, like, you're feeling like mystical, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, I got this, like, right? And then there's some days you're going to feel like, take me to the King. You're just going to have those days. But the thing about it is, whether you having your mystical days or your Tamala Man days, you got to know how to push through on each and every one of those days. You can't just give up. You can't quit. You can't cave in. You can't abort mission. For those of you that like was in the military, you know, if you abort the mission in the middle of the mission, you're going to have a serious problem. And so that's the mindset. That's the mindset I want each and every one of us to have. Like, we cannot abort mission in the middle of the process. Like, who does that? And I know it's easy and I know it sounds, you know, like, yeah, girl, you don't know what I'm going through. And I don't. But, bro, man, you don't know how bad. I really don't. I really want to tell y'all that I don't, right? But at the same token, I know something about pushing through. I know how important it is to not quit, to not give up, to not give in, and to and to not, you know, do all that stuff. Because if you quit right and you give up, what's going to be? You're delaying your outcome. You know, you're delaying what's on the other side of this issue, what's on the other side of this problem, what's on the other side of this journey. You're delaying that. And so sometimes, you know, we have to look at the setbacks or the issues and the trials that comes as basically just what it is. Take it for face value. I think what we do sometimes is we give it too much. We give it too much energy. Coming into 2022, I don't make resolutions. I just don't do them because, you know, my consistency game is kind of off. Jesus. My consistency game a little off. So I don't make resolutions because I know my flaw, right? And one of my flaws is sometimes I'm not as consistent as I need to be. So I don't make resolutions. I ain't even trying to set myself up for failure. And let me just, you know, use my little preacher moment and stick a pin in there. Some of us just need to know who we are, what we got going on, and don't be making no resolutions. Because you know your consistency game is off. You know you ain't going to stick to it. I'm going to lose 30 pounds this year. Well, we in the third month of the year, about to close out the first quarter. How much weight did you lose? You know what I'm saying? So we set ourselves up for failure when we get these unattainable goals, when we set these unattainable goals, and then we get mad and we get frustrated and then we want to quit. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you were defeated even before you started. I'm just going to be 100. You were defeated way before you started because the goal that you set was not realistic. I know we're living in an era. Let me give y'all this. I told y'all you're going to get word mixed up in your stuff. I know we're living in this era where we just like manifest. Claim it. And it's yours. And I'm not against that. However, you got to be realistic in what it is that you want. You got to be realistic in what not only so much so what it is that you want, but the process of getting there. If your credit is a 300, I say this respectfully. If your credit is a 300, you just can't be out here looking at $500,000 homes and talking about the Lord shall provide. He is going to provide, but you're going to be house poor. Shout out to my sister who gave me that terminology. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, let's be realistic. You know, do I really need this $500,000 home right now? Or can I settle and get me a nice little condo while I'm building and working on my credit? And then I can expand and get what it is that God really wants me to have. You know, we got to be realistic in our goals. So I don't set resolutions because, you know, I told you my consistency is off. But one of the things I did tell myself in 2022 that I was going to protect my mental health. Yeah, that's deep. I'm going to let that breathe for a moment. Yeah. I was going to protect my mental health. That's one of the things that I committed to doing in 2022, protecting my mental health. And what that simply means is I cannot allow anything and anyone into my personal space, which affects me, which ultimately affects my mental health. Because if your actions and reactions or your whatever it is you got going on affects my mental health, then it breaks down my immune system. This is my interpretation. And now I don't have the energy or the strength to push through. It takes away from me what I need to be able to push through. And here's the thing. My push through is just not for me. My push through is for those that are connected to me. So if I ain't got it, I ain't saying this from a place of arrogance, but they ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right, and I don't. So we have to be so very careful in knowing, being intentional in everything that we do in this season of our lives, in this year. You just got to be intentional. So I kind of wanted to kind of just, you know, get on this mic and, you know, get my spin on it, because we have to be so careful of what we do and how we do things. You know, some of us are giving up too quickly. Like, God, dog, like one little issue come your way and you ready to pack your bags and dip up out of here. Nah, pump your brakes. I know some of y'all probably listening to this know my personal story. Like, thread lightly before you come for your girl, because my clapbacks are on point this 2022. But what I am saying is, like, you know, before you start packing bags and declaring war and doing all the things that we do, ask yourself, like, is this really a full-fledged issue, or did I just make it one? You know? We got to ask ourselves those questions. Don't stop giving up so easily. That I chose Mystical because I wanted us to get hype about who we are. I wanted us to get hype about where we are. You know, it was twofold. I'm going to be real. I'm just going to keep it 100. This is my show, so I get the opportunity to be real and express myself in the way that I see fit. I was feeling some type of way before I got on here tonight, and I was just like, that was my song to get me where I need to be. So it was kind of twofold. But, you know, we all have those moments where we're just like, yo, like, when is it going to end? Like, when is it going to be my turn, my time, my season, my breakthrough? You know, Pastor, I keep hearing you say it, like, preacher, Mr. Preacher, man, I keep hearing you preaching about the same thing over and over and over and over. But for real, like, when is it going to be my time? When is it going to be my turn? When is it really going to come? And you know what I want to tell you? When you start pushing through. When you stop being a punk about your situations and really, for real, be like, yo, I got to stand 10 toes down and get this done. Like, I got to stop, man. I got to man up, woman up, whatever, you know, whatever we out there saying these days, you know, and I got to get it done. So, you know, I want us to understand that we just have to, for real, keep pushing. People not going to always support you. People not going to always support you. People not going to always believe in your situation. It's just the luck of a draw. But at the same token, man, does it really matter that much? Does it really matter that much? I want y'all to just, I'm going to let that breathe for a minute. I'm going to let it sit. Does it really matter that much? Is it that important to you to have the support of others to the point where it defeats you from pushing through? I'm going to just let that breathe. Think about it. Is your dream worth giving up because you don't have what, you know, the people around you don't really believe in it? Deep, huh? Too many times we give up because, oh, so-and-so said it wasn't going to work. But child, who gave you the vision and the dream in the first place? Push through that thing. So, you know, I'm a firm believer. I love people. And I love, you know, I love to see people grow and mature and, you know, all that good stuff. That stuff is good. But what bothers me a lot of times is when I see people giving up because of what somebody else may have said or what somebody else may have done. That's, yeah. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, why did you start in the first place? Why did you even get on the weight loss journey in the first place? Why did you even get the job in the first place? Why did you even start that career in the first place? Why did you even become that person's friend in the first place? Why did you even enter into that marriage in the first place? Why? I mean, what's your why? Like, what was your reasoning and your purpose for doing what you did in the first place? Let's just start there. Before we even get to the pushing, right? Tell me why you even got started. A lot of times we do things or we jump on bandwagons because so-and-so is doing it, or it looks good, it's cute, it's the new trend, it's all this other stuff. But, you know, everything that's cute ain't for you. And you can't be sustained because somebody else is doing it. So now you all frustrated because in your heart of hearts, you thought, at least you say you thought, that this is what you were supposed to be doing. This is where you were supposed to be. And this is all the things that you, you know, whatever the situation may be. And now that it's not working out, you forget all the reasons you started because those weren't your reasons anyway. Can we just keep it 100?
Hey, you dirty.
Yeah. You started that because someone else started it. You were doing it because someone else was doing it, and it looked good. It sounded good. They made a lot of money. And you're not making that money now, and so you're like, man. And then can I go a little further? So for those of us that are believers, we even go a little further, and when we start things without clear direction and instruction, when we do things haphazardly and it doesn't work out, now we want to be mad with God. What? What? And I can imagine, oh boy, God, meaning God, don't come for me. I can imagine that look on his face like, but I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't send you down that path. I didn't put you on that mission. You told you to do that. What you mad at me for? I can imagine, you know, I don't love it, but I like it. Yeah, whatever. I have a relationship with it. TikTok. I have a TikTok, but I don't record TikTok. That's all another story. But one of my favorite people on TikTok, again, do not come for me. One of my favorite people on TikTok is Plies. So now that you, you know, now that you done did all this stuff and, you know, you know, went out here and started business, whatever the situation is, you know your situation, and it doesn't work out, now you mad. You big mad. You want to argue. And God said, I can't argue with you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I didn't put you on that journey. I mean, for real, like, if we're honest with ourselves, I mean, you in your little quiet place right now. You know, you in your car driving to work listening to this podcast or driving home from work or whatever time of day you're listening. Ask yourself for real, like, yo, she right. And then, you know, go apologize and repent because you was wrong for blaming God for your foolishness. But anyway, that's a whole nother situation. But no, all jokes aside, we get mad at people and we get mad and we get upset and we get frustrated and we don't have the strength to push anymore because guess what? You exerted all of your energy on something and someone that you shouldn't have been pushing with or pushing for. And now it's your time and it is your season to push, but you can't really push because you ain't got no strength. Come through, preacher. You ain't got no strength to push. So now God is like, yo, it's pushing season. You're like, what, God? It's pushing season. God, I'm tired. God say, what? But this is what you've been praying for. Yeah, but I pushed last week and I'm tired this week. Y'all should see me. I'm holding my back like I'm for real pushing. But you tired and you all pushed out and now it's your time, it's your turn, it's your season, and you ain't got nothing left to give. Think of it. I'm gonna let you ride on that for a minute. What am I saying? I'm saying, yo, we gotta get it together and push through for yourself, for your family. I don't know how this show just took a turn, but, you know, that's just like Natasha, your child. But it is a Love and Me's Enough podcast, and I love y'all too much to allow us to keep going, doing the same thing and expecting different results. That is clearly the definition of insanity. But some of us, including self, has been insane for so long. And see, nobody called us out on our mess and nobody called us out on our junk and nobody told us. I bet y'all ain't thought y'all was going to get this from the onset of that mystical And nobody told us that we needed to self-preserve because, hey, when your time and your season come, you're going to need something to push with because everybody won't be around to push with you. Catch that. Everybody ain't gonna be around to push with you. And the Rons that are around, they just don't want to push with you. And the ones that could push, I don't even know if this is a thing. I remember when my 20, my niece is 22, 21. I don't know how old that child is, but I love her. I remember a couple, when my niece was being born, I was in the room. And I remember my mom, they had to push. I know I wasn't in the room. I don't remember. It's 20-some years ago. But you, at that time, you had to push your legs back in order to get the best put, you know. Come on, mothers. Don't act like y'all don't know. Don't leave me out here by myself. Anyway, those of you that pushed, gave birth through pushing. But in order, you know, the ones that can hold your legs and can guide you and can, you know, midwife you through this thing, they don't want to because guess what? They don't want you to be better than them. They don't want you to get your breakthrough before they get theirs. Ooh, I said something. Yeah. I told y'all season 3 was going to be wide open, honey. She is free now. I's free, master. I's free. I'm free. And so I'm trying to help you get free. But in your season, you're going to have to learn how, and this leads me to my plug for my girl. In this season, you're going to have to learn who is in your circle. Like, you're going to for real have to know, like, who got your back and who don't have your back. This ain't the season for you to be trying to be no novice at your friendships. Come through, preacher girl, with the word. This is the season where you better know without a shadow of a doubt who got your back, who going to ride with your girl, who going to ride with your boy, who going to have your back in the presence of your enemies, and even when you're not in the presence of your enemies. Because, you know, some people, they got your back when you around, but, baby, when you turn your back, they so far back, you don't even know where they at. Right? So this ain't the season for that. Know who's in your circle and who's you, you know, you steady trying to push and you steady. I love social media. Let me just be honest. You know why I love social media? Because you get to see life and people from a different perspective. You get to see things from a different perspective, right? And so one time on social media, there was this clip, and we often read it, but somebody had actually did a visual. And in the clip, the person was steady rowing, right? Rowing. I'm talking about elbow grease. Rowing. I'm talking about rowing the boat as hard as they can, just going, you know, trying to get to the other side, trying to get to the other side. I almost said something, but the person in the back was drilling holes. You steady putting all your effort, your energy, your everything into whatever it is you got going on, but somebody in your circle drilling holes. Somebody in your circle speaking negativity. Somebody in your circle don't want to see you progress before them. So guess what? They got to now hinder your move. Y'all better catch on. Listen, here I go. Here, I ain't scared of that demon or nothing, that devil. I tell you that. Let me give you that disclaimer right now. Sis is free, and I want you to be free. Know who's in your circle. Shout out to Monique Strawn. She wrote a book, newly released book, fresh new author. She wrote a book called Who's in Your Circle? And in this book, she talks about the different types of friendships, right? And although she talked about the different, and listen, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm all over the place, but I'm excited about it. Let me tell you the power of words. About a year ago, and I'm going to get back to the story about her book, but it's all related. About a year ago, Monique came on the show and we talked. I think it was Monique and I. And then it was Mystery Man at the time was co-hosted with me. And she came on the show and we were talking about who's in your circle. The topic of the show is called Who's in Your Circle or Your Type of Friendships or something it was. And so we were talking on that topic and she was just dropping so much knowledge, so much nuggets and stuff like that. And it was like her baby had leaped at that time about a year ago. Hear me clearly, about a year and a half ago. And yes. No, actually, that was season 1. So that was almost 2 years ago. Dang. Mo, you owe me, big dog. But anyway, about a year ago, 2 years ago, 2 seasons ago, because that was in season 1, she was dropping so much knowledge and so much nuggets. And like, yo, it's like her soul had just caught on fire. And she was going. And I was like, dang. So when we going to get the book? And we spoke that book into existence 2 years ago. And I am so proud of her that 2 years later that she has actually finally released the book, Who's in Your Circle? If you don't have a copy, I suggest you get a copy. If you have teenagers in your home, whether they boy or girl, you need to get them a copy. You need to get your young adults. Listen, get everybody a copy. It's on Amazon.com. Again, it's called Who's in Your Circle. It's written by Monique Strong. But to go back to my story, you know, you got to know the type of people that's in your circle. Because if you don't know the people that's in your circle, you can be steady rowing and rowing and rowing and trying to get to the other side. And people on the people behind you is steady drilling holes in your ship. And that you don't understand. That's why you're slowly sinking. You know what I'm saying? So I just want us tonight, you know, to understand that it's very important to know and to push through, to keep giving it all you got. I know life is hard. God knows I know. Life is hard and it doesn't, well, technically it does. I was about to say it doesn't come with a manual, but if you're a believer, it really does. That's the Bible. It does come with a manual, but if you don't read the manual and you don't read the instructions, you won't know what to do. And y'all should see my face as I say that, because I'm shaking my head like a little 16-year-old with my lips poked out. How you expect to get to the other side or build a ship or build this or do that, and you ain't reading the manual? We ain't that smart all the time. I'm just saying. Pick up the manual sometimes and read it. I promise you, you're going to get direction. But yeah, so I just want us to, you know, take hold of our situation. Take hold of our circumstances. I had a whole lot of other topics I wanted to talk about tonight, but for some reason, this one kind of just like kept nagging in my spirit. And so I wanted to just continue to remind us, like, yo, you got to keep going, even when it doesn't feel good, even when it doesn't look good, even when nobody shows up. For those of us that host events and keep, you know, and do those things, if one person shows up, man, you give that one person everything you was going to give that thousand. Like, don't shortchange that one person. They paid full price for that ticket, so you give them the full price experience. We got to stop getting so caught up on numbers, stop getting so caught up on doing it for the gram and doing it for the book and TikTok and all that other stuff. That's good. I have nothing against that. But what is really the purpose? What is your why behind what it is that you are doing? Like, you got to for real know why. Because there are going to be days where you're like, I don't want to. Not that you can't. I don't want to. Some days I wake up, I don't want to. Some days not today. I don't want to. But then I have to remember, it's bigger than you. Get out your feelings. Get out your selfishness. Get out your pride. And let's do this. And one of the things that normally helps me when I feel like, I don't want to, not today. One of the things that normally helped me get through is music. Yeah, I know I got a music reference for everything. So I listen to music. Well, according to my mood, that's the music I listen to. my brother, I love my brother, man. Like, yo, I love my brother. But my brother has this T-shirt. It's called First I Pray, First I Talk to God, Then I Listen to Trap Music, in that order. Everybody ain't gonna understand that. Trap music, clutching my pearls. Oh, my God. What is the trap music? It's the music that help you get your... It's the music that helps some of us get our minds right sometimes, get us in that mood. Like, don't tell me that when y'all heard Mystical at the beginning of the song that you want like, boom, boom, boom. It didn't take you back to that vibe. Like, I remember when, yeah, you know, come back though, come back. Come on, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Hey, but no, seriously, all just aside, I told y'all never know what you're going to get on this Love and Me's Enough podcast. But I always promise you that you're going to always get authentically who I am. But no, seriously, I want us to get to a place where we stop quitting. Don't stop. And something I saw again on Facebook, the inspirational quote today was, don't stop, get it, Uncle Luke. But yeah, some of us need those little silly reminders, like, don't stop, just go get it. Like, let's make it happen, Captain. Like, do what you got to do to make it happen. But, you know, all jokes aside, on a serious note, push through, you know, take pride in who you are and who created you and what you were created to do, and know that you are definitely, I just love the way I be transitioning, child. It is interesting to me. I crack me up, child. But no, take pride in your worth and take pride in knowing that you are, you know, what you're called to do, what you were, you know, born to do. It's definitely much needed. And I think the problem is with most of us, too. I thought I was getting off my soapbox, but I'm about to get back on to me again. So just indulge. The problem with us is that we have this spirit of comparing. Mm. Yes, Lord. I hear you. Mm-hmm. We like to compare. We like to compare ourselves to other people. We have that bad spirit of comparison. So, well, it didn't look that way. Hers looked better. His, okay, yo, like for real. Stop comparing yourself to somebody else, because you definitely don't know the ins and outs of that person and that situation. Just be who you were called to be. Like, you can, listen, the song reference I want to give you is probably not a good one, so let me just leave it there. There's only one you. There can only be one you. Can't nobody beat you being you. Like, think about it. Who in the world could beat you being you? Nobody. In my key voice, sweat voice, nobody. Who can beat you being you? Like, there is absolutely, positively no way I can pretend, or I can pretend, but there's no way that I can beat my sister being her, because yo, you were created to be you. Just like they can't beat me being me, because I was created to be me. And so the minute I try to be somebody else, act like somebody else, talk like somebody else, you know, start the business like somebody else, you know, run my house like somebody else, then you start to have a Robin Thicke experience. I think it's him, Blurred Lines. You start to have blurred lines, like, what in the world? You start looking so distorted. Let me just put that out there. You know, some of us are walking around here looking distorted, not because we're animals or because we're creatures, but it's because we have gotten so far away from who we are, trying to be somebody else, that we're distorted. Don't raise your hand. Don't nudge your neighbor. Just hold on to it. Be who you are. Like, yo, that's good enough. With your flaws and all. Listen, man. If I tell y'all, which I am going to tell y'all, you just have to get it how you get it. But if I tell you the many times, like if I had time to tell you the many times that I have failed, or the numerous amount of flaws that I have, or the many times somebody said to me, that ain't going to work, you'll never make it. That's a dumb idea. If I can just go through my Rolodex, and they don't even sell Rolodex anymore. I mean, I don't think they do. But if I could just go through my Rolodex of how many times I was defeated, or felt defeated, or thought defeated, or just defeated, period, we will be here for a lifetime. That's how long it will take, right? But each and every week you listen to me, each and every week you jump on this podcast and you listen in, and it's like, I don't know if in your mind you think, oh, you know, she ain't got it all together, child. She a whole mess. And I'm okay with knowing I'm a whole mess, because I'm working on my mess, because it's my mess. Yittity. But nevertheless, you know, we have to understand that we have to push through all those excuses of why we can't, or why we won't, or why it won't work, or why, you know, or why, you know, I can't be loved, or why no one loves me, or why no one supports me. Well, when the last time you supported somebody, you know, I'm going to let that breathe. the thing about seed sowing, I didn't want to get this off my chest. You know the thing about seed sowing? We have somewhere in our mind that sowing seeds are only is only financial. We feel like, you know, I sowed my seed. I'm waiting on my harvest. And, you know, we do our little Christian dance, our little Christian jingle. But seed sowing, might I add, is not just financial. Did you sow support? Did you sow friendship? Did you sow a smile, baby? Did you sow some kindness? If you ain't sowing that, you ain't gonna get that back. I just wanna bust somebody bubble tonight. No, but seriously. We think sowing is only financial, right? But it really isn't. Like, you get back what you put out. And that's one of the things I'm in the process of teaching my son. Like, you get out what you put in. Homeboy, you put in mediocre, you're going to get mediocre. You put in great, you're going to get back great. You do it piss poor, you're going to get it back piss poor. I don't know, child. What do I know, child? I only been on this earth some years. But yeah, we just got to understand, like, we got to do better. We got to do better. I don't know. But yeah, that's where we at. That's where we are tonight. That's what we're talking about, like getting ourselves together holistically. I'm not talking about nobody losing weight. I'm just gonna talk about myself because God knows, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I don't know who body this was at one point, but we getting it together slowly. And I didn't make the resolution. I just prayed and told the Lord, listen, you say you give it and you take it away. Can you just take this weight away? Like, I don't want to have to do the work. I don't even know why I thought that's going to work. But, you know, I just figured, just in case you're listening to that, Lord, and just in case you're feeling a little extra generous, you know, that's my prayer. Like, can you just, Lord, I want to wake up one morning and it just be all gone. In Jesus' name, amen. You know? But I know that's not how that works. That's not how that works. You know, nothing, you know, it don't work like that. And so what I want us to understand tonight is that you can't keep expecting to get something out of it when you're not putting anything in it. And you're more than capable to do whatever it is that, you know, you need to do. But you just got to get up off your behind and do it. Lord Jesus. Yeah, you just got to get off your behind and do it. But yeah, I want us to push through. I want us to understand that, you know, you got to have some, some of us are just tired, child. It's the third month. I don't blame you. I don't know where you guys are listening from. I do know sometimes we have listeners in India. We have listeners in Detroit. I have listeners everywhere. And I thank y'all for that. But I live in sunny South Florida. And, you know, some days it be so hot, you don't really have the, you can't even muster up the, And that's what some of us are right now. We're just feeling, like, you know, I don't have the, like, man, sis. You know, I can hear some of y'all now. Don't worry, I got you, sis. I'm coming. I'm going to come get you, though. Listen, I hear some of y'all saying, man, sis, I ain't even got it in me. You know, I can hear the fellas saying, man, child, listen. I can hear the fellas saying, girl, shut up. And that's cool, you know. I can hear the fellas saying, man, she don't know what she's talking about. That's that chick show. Yeah, you know, it might be for the chicks, but if you listen in, you know, I promise you it's going to get you together, too, and get you right. I'm an opportunist. I'm for everybody, men, women, boys, and girls. You know, my show don't discriminate. But, yeah, we just have to push beyond the break and realize that, you know, what's on the other side definitely is greater and better than what we where we are now. Don't despise your little small beginnings either. That's a scripture. Y'all Google it. I told y'all, I'm going to give you scripture, but I ain't going to tell you where to find it. You know, the Bible said don't despise your small beginnings. Yes. Because when you start to despise your small beginnings, you know, you take away the value of the work that you've already put in. So I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to quit. I don't want you, you know, feel like, you know, it ain't worth it. It ain't happening. You know, I've been doing this for like 5 years. I had my little business for 3 months, God, and I ain't make a profit yet. But try the person who done been in business for like 4 or 5 years and they still ain't in the black. They still in the red trying to figure out, like, Lord, listen. True story. It was time to renew my office lease. and 2021, I ain't gonna lie, I got a little lazy. That's probably why I gained all this weight too. I got a little lazy in 2021. I got a little lazy in 2021, especially towards the latter part of 2021. Life had just gotten good, and you know, I had gotten comfortable, and so. I didn't make what I should have made towards the end of the year financially for my business. And so when it came time to renew the lease, I was like, this business need to pay for itself. And they ain't do that in the last couple of months. And I was just going all with my head rolling and eye rolling and all that stuff. And then so I had to think about it. I'm like, but if you quit now, sis. But God, but if you quit now, that's all I kept hearing. But if you quit now, sis, and that's what I'm saying to somebody right now. Like, if you quit now, man, it's you're going to miss it. Let me just put it out there. You're going to miss it. If you give up now, if you quit now, man, you ain't going to never be able to see what the work that you put in. It's rough, man. You know, it's hard out here for a pill. Trying to get money to pay that rent. Yeah, you know, it's hard out here, but you gotta, I told y'all, man, I got music for everything. Music is what literally I'm off the topic, but I'm gonna go back. Music is what really liberates my spirit, my soul. Like, I can find music to do whatever I need it to do. And I don't know, maybe that's what some of y'all need to do. Find some music. You know, you ain't, never mind. I want to still be a part of the church, so I ain't going to say that. But, so bless the Lord. But, yeah, I know it's hard out here. You know, things are hard. Life is hard. Situations is hard. And, you know, you try to find your way through, and you're trying to make things happen, and you don't see the end result, and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're trying to figure out, like, Lord Jesus, is there any light at the... Lord, am I just stuck in the tunnel? Is this even a tunnel? Feel like you're walking in the abyss, but, man, don't give up. Don't quit. Push through. That is going to work for your good. That's another scripture. All things work together. It's going to work for your good. I promise you, man, like, if you don't give up, if you don't give in, it's going to work out for you. It's going to bless you. You're going to see the results of your work and your labor. But if you punk out and you quit, you ain't gonna see it. And don't get mad when you see somebody else doing what you were called to do. Don't you dare turn your nose up at the person that decided to take the leap of faith and do what they were called to do. Don't get mad. You were given the same opportunity. Every time, I'm getting ready to close this show out before I start preaching to y'all. But every time you open your eyes in the morning, or whenever you open your eyes from your sleep, that is another opportunity to do what Mary says, and that's go get it. Every time, I know y'all gonna be like, she Christian, but then she give us world. Yeah, get it all. Every time your feet hit the floor, that is another opportunity to have a Rick Ross moment and push it to the limit. You gotta, those are opportunities. You can't sit around and blame somebody else. You know, growing up, I used to hear that little, I don't know if it was a commercial. I don't know, child. Nobody knows my sorrows. Nobody, you're right, we don't, and we don't want to know. Just push it. Let's go. Let's get it. Every time your eyes open, honestly, for real, all jokes aside, that is an opportunity to do better, to get better, to push through, to get everything that you desire to get. You are in control. Change the narrative. Change the trajectory of your life. And you know what? Change don't always happen all at the same time. It can happen step by step, little bit by little bit. But as long as you're moving, let me tell you something. If you stop moving, that means you are a walking dead. You got to keep moving. You got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. If that toddler, think about it, for those of us that have children, and I'm going to talk about the push while I'm closing. If that toddler stopped putting one foot in front of the other, you will be carrying that toddler on your hip all the rest of his or her life. But they didn't give up. They just kept, even though they fell, and we laughed. They found it within themselves. They got up, and they kept going. They kept trying. And some of us parents, we were slapping our knees laughing when they fell. That baby didn't care. He or she got up and kept going. And they kept trying. And they kept trying. And they know you were shady, too, because you got your hands out talking about, come to mommy. Come. But why you still laughing? They ain't care. They just kept putting one foot in front of the other until they figured it out, till they found their balance, till they got their equilibrium, until they figured it out. And you know when you know they figured it out? When you start seeing all your stuff in your house being turned over and pulled down off the shelves. It was like, yeah, take that. Find my little balance I already had. But no, seriously, we just got to keep doing like that toddler. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. You fall down, laugh about it. Y'all, some of y'all too serious. Like, laugh at yourself sometimes. Listen, you better ask Brian of Brian Anthony Studios. I be cracking myself up. He be looking like I'm a whole vibe. I don't need nobody to be my hype man, baby. Y'all heard the song in the beginning, right? I'm my own hype man. You got to be your own vibe. You got to bring your own. Listen, when I walk into the men. Oh, no, I'm just playing. I'm just saying that's not a show. That's all another show, but you get the drift. Like, you got to be your own vibe. Be your own ray. Ain't no sunshine when she gone. Oh, well, child, please. You ain't got no sunshine? I'm my own sunshine. You know, and not every day is going to be sunshine and rain. You are going to have those days, because I've had them. You are going to have those days where you feel like, dang. I had to do this again. Yeah, man. I'd be high-key having a conversation with myself, be like, yo, what's up? We got to do this again? Girl, yeah. Like, we really going to get dressed up and do this all over? Man, yeah, we about to do it again. Like, we brushing our teeth for this? Don't judge me. Yeah, man, we brushing our teeth for this. All right, then, let's go, let's go. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Them the conversations I have with myself from time to time. You ain't gonna always feel like every day is a sunshiny day, but, you know, you gotta make up in your mind that I'm gonna push through this and I'm gonna get what I came to get. I ain't leaving this earth until I came here for what I was sent for. Hey, that just sounds like a line that should be in the movie. If I hear that line in the movie, I want my royalties, because you heard it here first. But no, seriously, you know, make every effort to push through and get what you can have for. So listen, I'm getting ready to wrap up this show. I had a really, really good show. I started my show on my little, you know, it's just the beat. You know what I think it is with music for me? I don't really know if it's the words. I just think it'd be the beat. I don't know. Judge me. I don't know. I just think it'd be you to be. But anyway, I want us to realize, you know, be your own vibe. They looking for you, be like, yo, here I go. How'd you been looking for me? Show up and then show out. So I'm getting ready to wrap up. I'm getting up out of here. I thank you guys again for very much so for listening. I am back. We're gonna be doing this This is what we're doing. I don't know if you're going to get a co-host. I don't know what you're going to get from week to week. I don't know what you're going to get till I sit down, child. That's just pray for me. Pray for me. Yep, just pray for me. But this is what you're going to get. I hope that somebody got something out of it tonight. You are worth everything that God says that you are worth. Know your worth and push through. Like, don't give up too quick. And get them people off your boat that's drilling holes. Like, just get them off of there. And don't ask them for permission. Just toss them overboard. You bold enough to get on my boat and drill these holes, I'm bold enough to throw you overboard. Boom! Get up out of here. So with that being said, it's your girl, Natasha Hatch. I'm about to get up out of here. I am your neighborhood life certified. Let's not forget that. Certified life coach. You can reach me at www.lovingmeisenough.com. And for those of you that like to text, you kind of want to connect with me, you can do so at 754-243-6241. Again, that website is www.lovingmeisenough.com. On social media, Instagram, it's at Tasha Hatchett Consulting. Facebook is Tasha Hatchett Consulting. TikTok, I don't do them, but I'm on there. Tasha Hatchett Consulting. Wherever you go, it's TAC, baby. And with that being said, y'all have a good night. Be blessed.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got around like a tumble. Spicy like gumbo. Spice on the bumble. Don't plot the herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spin. Stop walking that one way to that dead end. Put your yellow cowboy hard. Better bring some water. Get gasoline candle. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go.